This story, the audiobook, is enjoying record popularity around Europe at the moment. Sales are thought to be rising by 15% on average each year. The growth of the medium might be slightly slower in the Czech Republic than, say, in neighboring Germany, but both publishers and booksellers here are getting in on the action. And an increasing number of Czech household names are stepping up to read from the Czech literary canon.
Zemřela matka a do hrobu dána, siroty po ní zůstaly. I přicházeli každičkého rána a matičku svou hledali.
Famous actress Jaroslava Adamova reads from Karel Jaromír Erben's classic poetry collection Kytice. Kytice is a best-selling book in this country, both in print and in audio. Sales of audiobooks have been enjoying something of a boom around Europe in recent years, and the Czech Republic is no exception. But as head of one of the country's biggest bookstores, Jan Kanselsberger Jr. explains, the Czech Republic still has some way to go.
Definitely there is growth on this market. Of course it is nothing major, but we see that customers are interested in this field, so it means that it is starting, that publishers are preparing more and more interesting titles, so it means that people are more and more interested.
To create yet more interest, Mr. Kanselsberger's bookshops hold an event called Dní audioknih, or audiobook days, each year. Listening stands, the sort you would find most often in a record shop, are set up in store, and audiobooks are sold at reduced prices. Mr. Kanselsberger explains how it all began.
We like the idea to promote this kind of developing field of the market, and we agreed with Nakladatelství Popron, who organized this Dni audioknih, that we will support it and cooperate on that. So it means that on different bookshops of our company in different cities, there is a kind of roadshow that some people promote this phenomenon. So we found very positive answers from our customers.
But audiobooks are nothing new. Jindřiška Nováková was the first person to produce such recordings in the Czech Republic. She's been in the business since 1991.
Ta inspirace byla z těch angloamerických a já jsem se ovšem snažila, protože v té době tady
the
byla
idea
určitá
came from
situace.
English speaking countries like the UK and America, and because there was definitely a gap in the market for it, I tried to make my own Czech version of these audiobooks. That means I tried to record things that would resonate with Czech listeners, especially people who listen to Czech radio. So these first audiobooks were very much in the tradition of storytelling for radio.
According to Mrs. Nováková, the most popular titles in this country include Jaroslav Hašek's The Good Soldier Švejk and Erben's Kytice, which you heard before. Another bestseller is Winnie the Pooh, read in Czech by the TV presenter Marek Eben. But can the experience of listening to an audiobook really compare to that of good old reading? Here's Jan Kanselsberger.
Audiobooks and books like classical, they are not going like against each other. They are cooperating, and interest in books is increasing interest in audiobooks and vice versa. So from my point of view, it's some kind of new lifestyle of people. People are traveling by car much more, and it's a great thing to listen in a car while you're driving long hours. And I think that also the reason is that publishers, they are still looking for new possibilities, because the book market is quite conservative. There are not much new things to develop, and audiobooks is one of the few interesting fields.